This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. Monday morning if you're stateside, Monday afternoon if you're here with me in the UK. This is Erica. Tune in with Erica. Hello, how lovely to have your company this Monday, the 19th of January. And as I said at the beginning of January, this year is going like lightning. So it's nice to have you hanging on in there and traveling the journey with me. Good morning to you, stateside. I think it's Martin Luther King Day as well. So if you're I don't know if the word celebrating, if you're marking that would be a better way to say it, then I hope you're finding it very meaningful. I am running, as ever, my Facebook chat room. If you want to come in there and say hello, please do. You'd be very welcome. You put in 1-2 radio, the number 12 radio, into Facebook, and it will bring you into a private group chat room. Lovely people in there. I'm just looking. People are coming in through the door. I know who had got in there. Good morning to Quelly and Jennifer Hart, Tara Elizabeth Hollowatty, Laura Kazdan Fulton, Quelly Striplin Shannon. I'm loving all these double barrel names. You're so posh. I can see Jean McIntosh has come in there as well. Good morning to you. I will keep an eye out and keep going in there and give you a shout out and do you some card readings as well. Also want to give a shout out to Polly Ford, who I know doesn't always get in there but does listen to the show, and also to Erin. So what am I going to be talking about today? Well, as ever, I asked my crew, I asked them for a card, and I kind of knew where we were going, but they gave me the Eight of Wands. That's the Eight of Swords in Standard Tarot, which was bang on the money because that's where my brain was as well. Because people find that card quite challenging sometimes in tarot, but actually it's very useful. In my tarot deck, it's this lady in a beautiful, it's a very nice garden, and she's got a blindfold on, and there's a huge wrought iron gate slightly open in a huge brick wall. She's been enclosed in this garden, but the gate is open and she's got a hand up to take this blindfold off. And it's always about take the blindfold off, get your act together, take the blindfold off. Where, and it's always ourselves. So where are we self-blinded? So dig deep is the message that I get from this card. I always find it very useful. It's about asking where we are authentic and where we have compromised to keep the peace. Now, I know that's quite a statement coming from a Libra. Yeah, I know we're conflict averse and we are people pleasers, but we have to ask. Compromise is not, I'm not talking about cooperation. That's a different thing. Compromise is not walking your truth when you really know that something is not right, either what someone's doing or you know that something's not right for you. And this year, that will come to the surface so quickly, it'll make our heads spin because it's going to be quite the year. I was very, very lucky to co-host this weekend a workshop all afternoon of astrology and sound, and the astrologer who lives just down the road from me, her name is Cassandra Eve. I'll give her a shout out. Her website, if you want to go and look, is Being Whole Woman. She particularly deals with the divine feminine and feminine astrology. She's written copiously, you can see her books on there. But Cassandra was talking about, and I'm sure Mark Huston, I'm sure you're on the same page as Cassandra, that when we did this event at the weekend, we were looking ahead to the year, not in terms of events as such, but about how to navigate to make the best of what may be on offer during life. And I know, Mark, you've spoken about this as well. That's what astrology is really about. It's about authenticity. It's about key. When we are authentic, we make the best that we possibly can of any situation that is put in front of us. Now, of course, if you consult an astrologer, they can look at your chart and see what aspects of your life may be triggered by certain astrological lineups, which is incredibly useful. Before I came to astrology, I cannot believe how useful it is to know that. So I will be listening to you very carefully, Mark, this morning. But yeah, it's about authenticity for you, for me. We are all individuals. We have the light shining through us, but all our prisms are a different shape. It shines differently. And we're in charge of how we respond to life. and what is laid before us. And to me, that's the true meaning of responsibility. It's our ability to respond compassionately, strongly, but most of all, authentically. And this year, it's going to go like lightning. I know I've said this before, but February, I'm just before you even get to the rest of the year, we've got a full moon in Leo on the 1st of February. It's also Imolc. The 16th, the 17th and the 20th of February are all incredibly powerful dates. I'm not going to speak to the astrology of the 16th and the 20th because I'm sure Mark will. The 17th, I know you've heard me say we switch from a wood snake to a fire horse in the Chinese astrology. That's going to be incredibly powerful and move things forward. We've also got a new moon eclipse. We've got a super rare Saturn-Neptune alignment, which Cassandra was talking about, our reality and the mysticism, or our dreams and the practical steps we then have to take to manifest them. And what we were also talking about, and I absolutely agree with, is be careful where you place your focus this year. Now, I'm not talking about fluffy love and light and everything's perfect. I love love and light, but it's not, I don't want to do spiritual bypassing. Of course, I will keep a positive mindset, but that you have to know where the shadows are as well and actually embrace them if necessary. That's part of our journey. It's kind of, to me, looking at how you place your focus is kind of like having a pristine new white carpet and there it is in front of you. It looks gorgeous and you haven't trodden on it yet. Why would you throw mud down in front of you, the mud of worry? Why would you do it? You wouldn't. We don't know what life will bring us, but I can guarantee you that worry doesn't help. And worry is never in the present moment. Worry is a projection of things we are concerned about in the future. And I know it's hard not to do it. I put my hand up, of course I do it. But it's a habit, it's an habitual pattern of thought. And we can do something about that because you can catch yourself when you do it and say, whoa, 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 I don't know that will happen. It may happen and I can prepare some thoughts of how I may respond to it. But it may never happen. I think it was Mark Twain who said 99% of the things I worried about never happened. That is about getting the blindfolds off, being honest about our vulnerabilities as well, because that's part of the whole deal. That's why I don't believe in spiritual bypassing. I believe in a very positive focus, but we need to be very honest with ourselves, authentic about our vulnerabilities. That's why I work with the Chiron Gong, because Chiron is obviously the wounded healer. He helps us look at our vulnerabilities and integrate them and make peace with them. So you might want to look, and I'm sure Mark could help you, to look at where Chiron is in your chart. Which house is it in? What aspect of your life might you get to feel vulnerable about and need to take some a good hard look and some find some authenticity or find a way to integrate it so that when things come up that push those particular buttons, you will have a way to deal with it. I would say, are you an habitual catastrophizer? I have been. I'm not anymore because I just catch myself when I do it and go, no, no, no. It's kind of like training a puppy. No, 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 no. You're not going to do that. And eventually the puppy learns it's not going to do that. My mind learns, no, no, we don't want to be doing that. There's also, the astrologers will tell you, an incredibly powerful Aquarian Uranian aspect to this year, which is all about innovation and boundary busting and never mind thinking outside the box. It's more like, what box? I mean, really. And as soon as I said that, I was thinking about that beautiful quote that I absolutely love from the film Practical Magic with Aunt Frances, who says, "My darling girl, when are you going to realise that being normal is not necessarily a virtue? It rather denotes a lack of courage." And I think that's going to be my quote for this year. I'm going to stick it on the side of my bed because I think we are going to need courage to be authentic. And normal? What is normal? What was normal in the 1950s, the 1960s? There was terrible prejudice and all sorts of things that we no longer consider to be acceptable. What is normal? What needs to be normal is authenticity and honesty and integrity and kindness. I'm going to leave it at that. So I put up on the Facebook chat room as my thought for the beginning of this show, powerful times. Let's see what comes and intend to make the most of it. So there we go. That is where I'm at. I'm now going to go back because I've been here for 10 minutes talking about what came to me this morning when I thought about doing this show. And let's have a look to see now properly who's in the Facebook chat room, because I know I've seen people coming in and I need to sort it out the right way up. Good morning to Mark Huston. I've seen you come in the room. I see you, Mark. I'm looking forward to your show. I really am. So good morning to Quelly. Happy Blessed Monday. And MLK, I think it's Martin Luther King Day. So if you are marking that day or celebrating. And also Jean McIntosh says the same thing. The sun is shining through the icicles. Oh, I can feel the cold. You would like a card. Okay, let me just sort this deck out and clear it and do a card for Jean McIntosh. So what do we need to know? Martin Luther King Day, you are marking that day, talking of authenticity and courage and outside the box. Gosh, what a man, what a man. So, whoops, there we go. There's your card. So, interestingly, I've got cards here for you, Jean, about strength, great personal strength, which is hardly surprising, given what I've just been talking about. And also not seeing life as black and white, not seeing the extremes. Now, that's interesting when I was talking about not compromising. But compromising isn't about lack of authenticity, but it does mean sometimes not compromising can be going to one extreme and not seeing the possibilities that are laid before us. And I have a beautiful King of Water, which again says go into your heart energy. I think the King of Water is associated with the sign of Pisces, which again is a deeply feeling sign. Also, it's the end of the zodiac. So, you know, we're talking about the end of a cycle, and interestingly, Martin Luther King Day. So I think that fits entirely. Good morning, looking down the list to Jennifer Hart, who is literally a stone's throw down the road for me in global terms here in Penzance. You would like a card as well, of course. Jennifer joined me on Waves of Light at the weekend for this wonderful talk with Cassandra. So let's have a look for Jennifer. Oh, that's the same. I haven't cleared the deck. Same cards. That's what they do to me when I don't clear the deck. Right, clear. Okay, a card for Jennifer, please. Refocus myself. That's better. Interestingly, put it back. Same card has come up again, Jennifer. It is the Four of Earth. Again, a card like the Eight of Wands that some people find a challenge in tarot, but it has its uses. It's, again, it's always about the extremes. It's connected to Archangel Michael. Interestingly, because I know what's going on in your life, it can be how you attach to receiving money or time, which I know what's going on in your life. So the message of this card is, again, not giving up, but not attaching so tightly that you don't give the situation room to breathe. And perhaps a solution could come in if things were not so rigidly held. So I have no idea what might have happened today, but I hope that makes sense to you. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth Hollowatty, asking for prayers for your son, Donnie, who's in the children's hospital. I am so sorry to hear that, from a mysterious debilitating leg pain. Well, I send him love and I send him Archangel Raphael to give him courage and choice and healing. I will draw you a card, Tara. And again, this is one of the things where you need positive mindset, because yes, of course, that's a terrible thing to happen. You must be so worried. To have a child in hospital is worse than being in hospital yourself. But let's wrap him in love and hope that the physicians will very quickly figure it out. And again, I have another water card, and this is the Four of Water. So this shows you being, which I can completely understand, emotionally completely pulled away from normal daily life, or I'm going to say everyday daily life, which of course you are, because when you have a child that's ill, your entire focus that goes there. But it's a water card. So I'm saying, make sure that you care for yourself, that you are well supported, Tara, so that then you can give this very deep emotional support and love and strength of yours to your son. And I pray for his speedy recovery. I really do. Good morning to Laura Kasdan Fulton. You would like a message, of course. Let me just clear this deck. And a message for Laura. Okay, what have we got? Angels. There we go, flying out. Goodness, we are in times of transformation. No wonder I put in the Facebook chat room, powerful times, we've got this. You have a major arcana card. It comes with Archangel Shamuel. Shamuel finds us what we are looking for or what we're searching for. The card is transformation. In standard tarot, this can be the Tower, because it means things that are going to happen. Sometimes we have absolutely no control over the event, but what we absolutely have control over is our response and our reaction to them. I promise you, these cards are coming out of the deck, and what was I talking about? If ever there was a sign that the universe is listening, this morning is it. It's of sometimes this is a card of very powerful and often unexpected revelations. It doesn't have to be an event. You may suddenly see through something, which goes hand in glove with the Eight of Wands that I had at the beginning, because this woman in my deck is taking the blindfold off, and she will see this wall that she thought was containing her has this gate in, and the gate is open. She could walk through it, and because it's the Eight of Wands, it is our thought process, it's our mental perception of what is going on. And given that that was the theme of the day, and I have this card of transformation for you, I would say, where might you feel that an instant revelation will come in? It's like you've suddenly taken the blindfold off and gone, oh, got it. Again, authenticity comes into that. So I hope that that will make itself clear to you as the week goes on. I'm just refreshing my Facebook page because I think I saw other people come in, and I want to make sure that I haven't missed anybody. Bear with me. I can see Shirin, just Shirin in there. I haven't given you a mention. Let's just see if you've put a comment in there as well. I'm just tipping this Facebook's idea of organization into what I think is organization, which is the right way up. So I have said hello to Laura, to Mark. Okay, I can't see a comment from you, Shirin. So I'm assuming that you're listening but can't get in there. So let me just do you a card anyway, because I know that you do like to have cards. So I'm clearing the deck. What could I tell Shirin? Okay. Shirin, just... Okay, there we go. Ooh, like your card. Queen of Earth. My goodness, this woman could organize United Nations. She is so accomplished. It's an earth card. I almost feel like this woman, she's got to be a Taurian. You know, she can look at a room and go, okay, let's sort this out and make it beautiful. That can go there, that can go there. That needs mending, throw that out. I mean, this woman can just sort it. She's got it. She's generous. She's practical. But she's gracious and she's kind. Yeah, if you're doing a bit of house clearing or clutter clearing, Shirin, all I can say is, as I said at the top of the Facebook page, powerful times, oh boy, or oh woman, have you got this? So that is the card for you. I'm just going to very quickly do, because I know he won't ask, but Mark Huston is in the room, so I'm going to do him a card and just clear this deck. And if you ask, it's my usual deck that I love. I need to buy a new deck almost, because I use these decks so much they start to stick. And then I don't get true readings, which is why you keep hearing me clearing them. So a card for Mark, please, as he's prepping his show. Wow, that flew out the deck, Mark. Ooh, that's an interesting one. Five of Air. Okay, so if you're struggling with something techie that I don't know yet, Mark, this card would say the usual solution may not work. Kind of look laterally. I hope that'll make sense. And maybe it's not something techie. You'll know what it is. So I'm looking forward to hearing your take on life after this show. And then, of course, that's followed by Psychic Cat. I mean, I just love Mondays. What a way to start the day. Or what a time to have your tea if you're over here in the UK. I'm going to do a card for those people who cannot get in the Facebook chat room, because I get it. You may not want to. Not everybody wants to be in social media. Oh boy, do I get that. I find it very useful, but I think, as with every invention that mankind has ever made, you have to take the good of it and try not to get caught up in the ways that it is misused. So I'll do this for Erin and for Polly and for you whenever you are, because you may be listening to the replay on demand. Let us tune in and do your card for the day. There it comes. Oh, I like that. It is the Empress, major arcana card. In fact, I've got three major arcana cards, because I did say for you whenever and wherever, for Polly and for Erin. So they've given me three cards. I have the moon, Archangel Haniel, for love, deeply feeling moon. This is connected to Pisces, this card, always. Again, it speaks to that authenticity about going inside to our vulnerabilities, our true feelings, our authenticity. And also about the words leap off the card, unnecessary worry, which is what I was talking about at the top of the show. I have it with the Empress. Absolutely glorious. Archangel Gabriel, the Empress is always giving birth to beautiful new beginnings. In my card, the angel is cuddling a unicorn, a baby unicorn. And I was saying February, we're heading towards February and these new beginnings, this Imolc, which means in the belly. So have a think, connect into your authenticity this week, because we've got, 2 weeks to February, and see what it is you need. Do it a bit of personal spring cleaning inside. What is it you need to have a look at that perhaps you'd rather not? But just think how much better you'll feel when you've swept it out. And finally, the World, which is Archangel Jophiel, which beautifies her life, which comes beautifully off the back of what I've just said about spring cleaning our lives. It is connected to Saturn, the teacher, sometimes a disciplinarian, but very, very useful. We have this Saturn-Uranus connection coming up, this reality, this mysticism, the finding the balance between them. This is the World. It's Archangel Jophiel. It's showing that something has been a brilliant success. There's a cycle coming to the end and a new cycle is beginning. She has the infinity loop ahead of her. And you just know there's a new beginning coming, and indeed there is, because the 17th of February, we changed the Chinese horoscope. It's also about the freedom to be who you want and do what you want. And that, again, is this energy, this Uranian energy, this Aquarian energy of never mind the box, what box? It's innovation. It's seeing things with a fresh mindset. So there we go. I think I'm going to have one more quick look in this Facebook chat room to make sure I haven't missed anybody out. And that will about take me up to time. I've got about a minute left. I'm going to whiz down here and just make sure that I have said good morning to everybody. Don't forget to take a look at One to Listen to see who is on duty today if you want a one-on-one consultation. And use the gratitude board. Oh, I cannot tell you how useful that gratitude board is. Post your thoughts as if they had already manifested. That's casting rose petals on the white carpet before you and not mud. I think that's enough said. Okay, I think I've said good morning to everybody. Marx's Five of Air fits the moment perfectly. Oh my God, it's techie. He's rebooting. Oh my God, Mark. Okay, well, I'm sending up a prayer that your technical issues will get themselves sorted as my show is coming to an end. Fingers crossed, I shall be tuned in. Thank you so much for joining me whenever and wherever you are. I will be back at the same time next week with another Tune In with Erica. Until then, enjoy your personal spring cleaning. Lots of love. Take care. And bye-bye for now.